This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
This is Inside My Coaching Calls with David Meltzer. Thank you for joining us. And today we're going to talk about articulating value. So I would love to hear from David Meltzer. So I asked ChatGPT, so you've been helping me turn my restaurant business into a media business. And we've been working together since I met you in 2019. I think our first engagement was in 2020. But I asked ChatGPT, how do I work with David Meltzer? And ChatGPT told me that there's four ways. You have an executive coaching program. You can engage in your philosophy. You can connect directly. And you also have real estate and investment strategies. Tell me about the evolution of dmeltzer.com.
Yeah, well, it started in 2013 when I wrote my first book. And so about 11 years ago, created Dave Meltzer Enterprises. And it was basically to have an entity that would support the content, the traditional content that I was going to create, a book. And so I created Connected to Goodness, written 8 books since then. But the business has grown, but it really took on its full capacity when I resigned from being the CEO of Sports One Marketing with my co-founder, Warren Moon. We had hired a young CEO to take over for January 2020 because I had so many amazing opportunities with people like Sean Molchev and Digital Hospitality that I was ready to move on and just oversee instead of working in Sports One Marketing. Warren and I both decided to work on. And from that date on, 3 months later, unfortunately, COVID closed most opportunities for Sports One Marketing. So I had all my Sports One Marketing employees now going to be laid off. So I decided to make an investment in myself, aligned with my timing and risk tolerance, and bring everyone over to run the DME or David Meltzer Enterprises. And we've never looked back, never been bigger, better, stronger, or faster. I feel like Superman when I'm thinking about the 11-year overnight success that Dave Meltzer Enterprises has experienced.
Well, I love talking about the website. I love talking about what ChatGPT has out because you've put so much content out into the universe. For me, taking our barbecue business and turning it into a media company has been an evolution. You know, it literally started with us telling the world that we were a barbecue media company, and that was CaliBBQ.media. So I had to create not just a site that people could buy things from our barbecue restaurant, now multiple restaurants, but it was also how do we build in the content, because we believe so much in storytelling. We believe so much in content. Well, now we've gotten to the point where we have 4 shows that we produce internally every single week, whether that's Restaurant Influencers with Entrepreneur, Digital Hospitality, this show that we have an incredible audience for, the 2 live shows that we do. And then now we're producing other shows for other brands in the restaurant B2B space. Well, I needed to find a way to articulate that value. And for me, articulating that value was creating a digital hospitality experience during the sales process. So we just recently launched BeTheShow.media. That's part of our mantra, which is be the show, not the commercial. We believe in storytelling. We believe that marketing and media are 2 different things. Can you tell me about the difference? Because you have a marketing and media company. And ChatGPT, I asked, does David Meltzer have a media company? ChatGPT says, David Meltzer is indeed associated with a media and marketing company called David Meltzer. The company is founded by him and focuses on various aspects of media and marketing. While specific details about the company's operations, services, or project might not be readily available due to website access restrictions, it is clear that David Meltzer's ventures extend into the media and marketing domains, reflecting his multifaceted career and interests.
Amazing. And this stems back to your favorite lesson, which is the stage theory. David Meltzer still is a entrepreneur, investor, business advisor, but he has captured and been able to practice articulating the quantitative value of the lessons learned and the stories experienced as being an entrepreneur, an investor, and an advisor in order to facilitate the modification of lessons that are aligned with the different platforms and amplified through a humongous community of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other, a community of people that buy from David Meltzer and sell for David Meltzer, and also creating a social silo, a perpetual vacuum of interest. And when I say a perpetual vacuum of interest, what is a aspect that so many media people don't understand is the perpetual social silo that's created, because it is a vacuum, meaning that it is the best way when you have an initial communication or awareness to a brand, solution, service entity, that then has an automatic vacuum that takes them down a rabbit hole of who, what, where, how, and why, in order to facilitate engineering a vision of providing value and asking for help. And so for me, utilizing media and understanding how do I articulate a quantitative value to exceed what I'm asking for, whether it's free, would you like a free book? There's still some aspects that you need to articulate in the realms of credibility, emotional attachment, and quantified reasons, and even impact that needs to overcome the effort, the time, et cetera, that is necessary in order to get a free book, or whether it's a free Friday training, as you know, because you were part of the traditional Friday training that I've been doing for over 24 years. You sponsored my free Friday trainings and provided the best barbecue.
I can't tell you how honored I am that I was part of that story before it evolved into, I mean, I joined yesterday, your Friday training, and I was on the Clubhouse platform, which you're streaming across every single platform, but you have over 100,000 people that have registered, not to mention how many people will see it from post-production on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook, on all the different platforms. And to think this is the stage theory at work.
Yeah. And you know what's so interesting in articulating quantitative value is that so many people think they need to have a huge business plan that's going to articulate the value of especially media. And for me, I can give everyone, including you, you know, the greatest three components, subject matters, topics, and expertises that are involved in media, and you can go practice them. One is the stage theory, right? You need to be able to articulate the quantitative value of the stage theory, which includes post-production content. You just said it, Dave. I used to come to your trainings and there was 25, 30, sometimes 50 people. And actually one time, I think over 100, and that cost you a fortune to provide barbecue for everyone, but they loved it. But more importantly, that's nothing compared to the quantitative value of the post-production content that, if utilizing the stage theory, can be millions of people of every piece of content. So in an hour training, there may be six golden nuggets that revolve around a story that would align people. Those six golden nuggets could go out to 2 million people and be distributed out to 200 million people, all from a training that only 20 people attend in person. And so when you get a grasp of not only exactly how media works today, but more importantly, how we can articulate the quantitative value of that media, then you're on track of understanding post-production content, business development, and experiential value. Those are the three values that you should practice aligned with the timing and risk tolerance, the business subject matter, topic, solution, service, brand that you're trying to articulate value of. It's simply post-production content. It's simply utilizing business development as well in order to facilitate an amazing value that can be provided, and an experience that's, as MasterCard says, priceless.
Can you dive a little bit deeper for those that don't know about how you approach media production? We say planning, producing, publishing, promoting, four stages for what we teach internally. Can you talk about how the what you guys do?
Yeah, our execution model is enormous capture.
Enormous
And
capture.
yeah, so it's not just the now, it's the before, the during, and after that's captured in a way that is already aligned with certain platforms. So during the pre, we may shoot something six different ways, capture it six different ways, so that it's much more efficient, effective, and statistically successful on platforms that are either doing well, we think will be doing well, or are growing. Then we during the dirt the, then under the capture strategy, we then distribute that. A lot of people don't have that distribution and they don't start it. So we do all this strategy beforehand. Okay, who exactly is at this dinner? Who exactly is here? Not just the person I'm interviewing or interviewing me, but more importantly, if you look at who's the producer, who are the PR people that are involved here, who, because they have other clients, they have other things going on. We maximize distribution. So it's capture, distribute internally and externally. Do you know how many people don't even distribute their own content to their own employees?
Don't get me started. It's unbelievable.
I
It's
literally, I, you know, I'm,
they won't even put it on their LinkedIn page that they were on a show. It's crazy.
yeah, it's nuts. So internally, externally, then the fourth step for us is prioritization. Prioritization is the confirmation that everyone involved in your media community knows what's important to you in order to help you. The same way they expect you to know what's important to them to help them. So you capture, distribute, prioritize. Then we have an execution model, which includes a lot of the time redistribution as we have gained in knowledge that is now aligned with our timing and risk tolerance or other people internally or externally. So now instead of executing ourselves, even after the capture, distribution, and prioritization, if we find through that process that something's better suited or aligned with Cali Barbecue Media, then we're going to redistribute that content to Cali Barbecue Media again. So that's the model that we use in order to facilitate the articulation, not only of the quantitative value, but actually the execution of that value, the managing and developing of that value. I have one thing to add, Sean, that I haven't taught you yet. And the
Let's
mere
go.
fact that you're brilliant enough to have our coaching calls as a podcast tells me I'm doing my job. But remember, even in media, when you come to a verbal or written agreement
Yes.
of what you're going to do, the minute you do it, right, the minute you have that agreement, time, emotion, and value will change internally and externally. So your focus should be on aligning both parties involved, whoever that may be, with the timing and risk tolerance at each period of engagement, of each period, at the capture, at the distribution, at the prioritization, and of course, on the execution. That's why we include redistribution, because it allows us and affords us the opportunity to stay aligned with timing and risk tolerance when time, value, and emotion change. And I don't hold anyone to their agreement because I think that's one of the biggest issues that is counterintuitive, is that we can come to an agreement. That's a starting point. But the real relationship is managing and developing the timing and risk tolerance aligned with what we're going to do at all times. And part of that sometimes is, hey, I'm going to make both of us suffer if this isn't good for you. We're both going to suffer if this isn't good for you anymore. So why am I locking you into it? Why am I holding your nuts to the fire for it when we both know time, emotion, and value has changed and it's not fair anymore what we agreed upon? Instead of trying to disintegrate a relationship, you can grow a relationship exponentially by having the awareness and understanding that time, emotion, and value changes, and that our opportunity may have changed, but because we're not closed-minded, it is not lost.
That is David Meltzer. You can search for all of my conversations with David Meltzer since he's been helping me, working with me, helping me. I mean, 25% of my business is now media revenue, and I used to just sell brisket and ribs. So I know that exponentially, I'm in this for the long haul. The time horizon for me is a lifetime, and I know that that compounding interest, Einstein's theory, stage theory, these are things that I'm going to look back on and remember when I talk to David about his what ChatGPT thinks of his coaching program. And apparently, it pulled one of your podcasts, and it says that, so it was one of your podcast interviews, and it said, this program is quite exclusive and it involves significant investment with fees reported to be $50,000 per month after initial free month. So I'm getting a smoking deal.
Yeah, I'm going to publicly humiliate you on purpose.
Please do.
I can't believe after all I've done for you, I don't get some free food. I should have a Cali Barbecue VIP subscription or something.
You do. This is us articulating that value live through media. Yeah. David has the first barbecue media subscription that whenever he wants.
If you charge a few people $50,000 a month, you can feed the poor.
Yes.
Right. And yeah, I'm sorry to tell it that the people who ironically that pay me over $50,000 a month make far more 100% off of me, than anyone.
That's the most amazing. That's the most amazing thing.
I let them know part of the value that I articulate to them is, hey, by paying me that much, you're feeding the poor. So I'm a redistribution mechanism, and I know that I give to be given. I receive all that I'm given, and I ask for more. So I can give more, to be given more, to receive more, to ask for more than more. And I'm in a world of more than more and more enough than everything for everyone. So when I'm gone, I'm going to be that family that just gave over $1 billion to Einstein's Amazing. Medical School to pay for kids. So anyone out there, there's plenty that I do for free, but we got to thank those wealthy, successful people who are paying me really well in order to do what I do. And let's thank Sean, because he does the same. He's never backed off of the fact that he's willing to invest in what he does. And I hold myself to a standard of being a profit center. And I know you do the same thing with the companies that you work with. We are profit centers. And can you see any reason you wouldn't want to work with Sean Walchev and David Meltzer? Thank you, my brother.
I appreciate you, David. We have an amazing Saturday. We'll be sending out more of these, so more coaching calls with David Meltzer on digital hospitality. Thank you, David. Have an amazing day.
Thank you.